y'all can stay right there. But Donna, I do need you to come up to the stage real quick. We need a front end loader from Timmy Trinkle Construction in order to get this box of chocolates up here. But thank you, and some flowers, and we really appreciate you so much. Y'all give her another hand. Yes. Gotta get all my stuff together. I need a stage hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a great word. Hallelujah. I appreciate Donna when she was writing this, that she put in the definition of hallelujah. But I want to read something to you in just a second. Whenever they were going through this, it reminded me of this passage of scripture in Revelation chapter 19. Said, after these things I heard, as it were, a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven. Now, what are these things? After what things? The Lamb had overcome. Babylon had been destroyed in 1 hour. The very symbol, the center point against violence of the church and of Christians, had been destroyed. There was much to be thankful for. And they said, hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God, because his judgments are true and righteous. For he has judged the great harlot who is corrupting the earth with her immorality. He has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her. And a second time they said, hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and ever. And they kept singing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As Donna had mentioned, the word hallelujah, the original Hebrew word is halal. And it really means to be bright, to shine, to be splendid. But the word I like the most is a celebration. There's lots to celebrate, isn't there? How many of you have something to celebrate today? Something that we can celebrate today? Just raise your hand if you have something you could celebrate. This is something we can celebrate right here, right? This was cool. That the idea is the word radiant in this, that everything that we do, and I say this to the kids all the time, whatever you say, whatever you do, do in a way that points to God. It's an idea of glorifying God in everything. To have a life that represents hallelujah is a life that not just glorifies and not just praises, but celebrates God. We have a lot to celebrate, but sometimes I think we celebrate we celebrate mostly things that won't last. Not that it's bad. Now, what I'm not talking about is celebration. We have a tendency to celebrate things that aren't so good. You can flip on the TV, and we celebrate immorality. The TV. You flip on the TV, it celebrates. It celebrates a low view of marriage. You flip on the TV or listen to music, it celebrates a very, very low view of life. I'm not talking about that. Although in Scripture we also see times when things that aren't so good are celebrated. But what I'm talking about is celebrating good things. We have a tendency to celebrate beauty, and there's nothing wrong with that. Even in Scripture we have Moses' wife, Zipporah. You kids know who Zipporah was? Moses' wife? The Bible says, I bet you didn't know this, the Bible says that Zipporah was absolutely gorgeous. She was beautiful. And she was so beautiful, in fact, that the Egyptians celebrated her beauty. And they were a little disappointed. They found out that it wasn't Moses' sister, it was actually Moses' wife. And they sent them packing. We find out in Scripture that Absalom, in Scripture, he was celebrated for his handsomeness. The Bible says that there was no one that was more perfect from head to toe than Absalom. What they didn't realize and what they didn't celebrate was the fact in his heart, he wasn't so perfect. He was a treacherous person. But they celebrated his beauty. But David, I love David because David seemed to understand what celebration is all about. As a matter of fact, at the tabernacle, one of his deals was that he was going to have people whose job was only to celebrate the acts and the wonder and the awesomeness of who God is. I mean, I can't imagine being hired. If I was to come and get a job here and Mike says, Scott, well, you can have this job. I have one question for you. Your job description will be only to celebrate God. We'll pay you to celebrate God. Man, that'd be a great gig, wouldn't it? Just doing nothing but point, but you know what? That's what I do. That's what we do. Not just here in the church, but that's what you do. Our job is to celebrate God. And you get paid for it. That's the cool thing. At your work, you might not get paid as much as you want to, but you have an opportunity to celebrate God at your work. David understood celebration. He was the first, or at least the biggest, hallelujah hop guy. Because, man, some of the stories about David dancing and David worshiping, he understood what it was to celebrate. But I want to end just really this time with a story in Acts. And if you got your Bible, just turn there really quick. Acts chapter 3. I'm not going to take much time because I want to give you all an opportunity to come up and congratulate these kiddos. In Acts chapter 3, the idea of singing praise to God, and not just singing praise to God, but the idea of celebrating God, I really has its origins in God Himself. I have a feeling that sometimes, I mean, there's actually stories in the Bible, and the words describing Jesus Himself are sometimes where Jesus is almost like jumping up and clicking His heels. And some of you are like, what? Jesus doesn't do that. He walks around and pets children and lambs. I think sometimes our view of Jesus, our view of God, it doesn't really include the idea of celebration. We don't allow our mind to go in a place that says, yeah, you know what? Jesus celebrated all the time. He celebrated the victories. I mean, he was ecstatic when someone came to faith. After a healing, he was pumped. And we don't really see all the words like that, but there's a lot of times in Scripture we can see the character and nature of Jesus. He was ecstatic. He celebrated God because He was God. He celebrated God more than anyone. Even with the hard time before Him, He celebrated God. Maybe our lack of celebration of God or our inhibitions towards celebrating God has something to do with our view of God. Maybe we don't really view Him correctly. But here's a story about a man in Acts 3. He didn't care what people thought. He didn't care about the norms. He didn't care about the religious structure of society. He didn't care if somebody was going to look at him and say, oh my, he is out of line. He is hallelujah hopping. We don't want that to happen in our church. And so what happened is Peter and John, this is Acts chapter 3, Peter and John were going up to the temple in the ninth hour at the gate of prayer. Verse 2, and a certain man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. And when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began to ask him to receive alms. And Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze upon him and said, look at us. Verse 5. And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, I don't possess any silver or gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk. And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened. And with a leap, he stood upright. I love this. With a leap, with a hop, with a hallelujah hop, he stood upright, began to walk, and he entered the temple with them. He went into church with them, walking and leaping and praising God. That word praise is this hallelujah, this idea of hallelujah, walking and leaping and praising God. He did the hallelujah hop. There's lots to be grateful for in there, but I think sometimes we focus on our convenience and our comfort and things like that, and we certainly need to be grateful for those things. We need to celebrate those things. We need to celebrate family. We need to celebrate beauty. We need to celebrate what God has created, for sure. We need to celebrate our relationships. We need to celebrate our children. But I ask you a question. In this story, what was he celebrating? He was healed. Was he celebrating his health? Or was he celebrating God? And the answer is yes. Yes. And it's okay. But sometimes we need to make sure that we don't just focus on celebrating the temporal things and just worshiping and praising things that ought not to be in exchange for the one true God. We need to celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There was a lot to be thankful for that man. That man had a lot to be thankful for. And we have a lot to be thankful for. And so I leave you with this question. What are you celebrating? All through Scripture, we can see that things of celebrating. David, whenever he celebrated, it was because of the victories over enemies. In the midst of being attacked, in the midst of being almost killed, he was able to celebrate. In the midst of your struggle today, I can tell you, you can celebrate. So what are you celebrating? Find those things to celebrate. You have lots of families in here today. I'm grateful that you brought your families to see the kids. In your families, find those things to celebrate. Don't allow the little things to wedge relationships. Find that thing to celebrate. What are you celebrating today? I celebrate that God can use children. I celebrate that there's a hope and that God has put into the hearts of these kids eternity. And this is the kingdom right here. This is the kingdom. So I celebrate you guys and what God has done in you. I celebrate singing saints. In ministry, there's always been a void. There's always been a void. In music, I didn't realize that was the void. We've always done some musical things, and we sing and we do worship and things like that. But when Donna came in to take this is like completes children's ministry in my mind. This has been such a blessing. In the times that we sing together now, they're like singing in tune. It's awesome. They have rhythm. It's wonderful. They're awesome kids. In between Awana and their Bible memorization, the things that we do in the summer, and we have summer calendars available, parents, if you're interested in your children being a part of that. There's some Super Summer Sunday School, which is vacation Bible school all summer long. We need help with that, but there's also the topics are out there. But with all of these things that we do, the Singing Saints has been like the completion of it. Sunday school, we talk a lot about the who God is and the theology of God, but this is an opportunity to teach the kids to worship and have a good time doing it. So let's give it up for these kids one more time. And as we go to pray, let's give the Lord a thank offering. Let's clap for the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. And while I'm praying, if the ushers would come to the front. And Jordan, come on up. And I'll go ahead and ask the Lord to bless the offering as well. We have one more song that Jordan's going to play during this, and I want you kids to just, y'all are doing so good. Yeah, just let me get this out of the way. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for Donna. We thank you for the adults that have handled the children and just the organization that it took to put this production on. We celebrate Donna's ministry. We celebrate the ministry of our parents, our helpers. We celebrate the ministry of these kids. And I ask you, Lord, that your spirit would rest on these kids and every child in this room, every child in the nursery. And I want to thank you, God, that you have a specific plan for every single one of them. And I ask, Lord, that you would help them be attentive to your spirit. I ask, Lord, that you would help them to know your voice and be able to hear your voice. I ask, Lord, that in their homes, Lord, that the word would be magnified, that marriage would be magnified, that relationships would be elevated, Lord, and that you, God, would be glorified above everything. I'm so grateful, Lord, that you're a God who is above and beyond anything and everything. So I ask, Lord, that your peace would rest on these students. That your peace that surpasses all understanding would guard their hearts and guard their minds in Christ Jesus. I ask, Lord, that your presence would be real to them, and that, Lord, everywhere that they go, that they would take the gospel. Because, Lord, they have ministered to us today, which makes them ministers. They'll go to their friends, and they'll tell their friends about Jesus, and it makes them missionaries. And, God, it makes all of us that. I ask you, Lord, to bless them. And for this offering, Lord, we thank you for how you provide for everything. We ask you, Lord, to bless the offering, that the things that the money goes to, the people that we help with their bills, the ministries outside the church that we help, the just the practical things that we pay on the inside of the church, the mission stuff that we do. We ask, Lord, that you would be glorified, that you'd be honored and lifted up by every penny that gets put into the offering plate. We're grateful for it. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
My foes are many, and they rise against me, but I will hold my ground. I will not fear the war, I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way, my help is on the way. My soul will rest in you, and I will not fear the war, I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way,
my help is on the way.
Couple of things, home fellowships or life groups, journey groups are tonight. You can look into your fold to find a place near you. To appreciate you just thinking about community and connecting tonight with the body, and great opportunities to do that. Also, if you would get on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and like and We'll invite you to like Cottonwood Life. You'll see pictures from this morning and actually every Sunday. So you'll get to see your kids on that. So you have to like it. And then if you would, go on and tell everybody else to like it too, okay? Your kids, all right? So anyway, those are a couple of things. Your fold is available. You've got a fold with other information on it and announcements. We're really excited about today. Donna, thank you so much. It was a great, great day. We're going to sing one more song, and somewhere in the middle of it, I'll dismiss, and can you keep on singing? And then you come on up and get your kids and fellowship around, and come see me on the stoop, okay? All right, right.
Sing, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name when I'm rolling down on thee, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, yeah. Jesus.
Thank you so much for coming
blessed
today.
Blessed be the name
of the Lord.
Keep
on singing,
Lord.
And you're dismissed.
Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of